Hello, my name is Miriam. You reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. I have a medical emergency. We need you to hang up and dial 911. If not, are you calling to find the nearest testing site?
No, I'm calling to ask a question.
Okay.
All right. If a person was in contact with someone who tested positive for coronavirus, and that person who was in contact has been in quarantine since, say, January 20th to February 2nd. And they did do a test on last Friday that was negative. But since that test, this person informed, did I say me, that they have been back in contact with the person who tested positive, and that person is still positive. So the person is supposed to return to work after the second. Is that person needing to retest again? What is the protocol for that?
You said the person tested positive but then tested negative, then went back in contact with someone that was positive?
No, they never tested positive. They were in contact, close contact with the person that tested positive. Then they notified the agency that person was put on, was told to quarantine and to test. And that time was January 20th to February 2nd. That person tested for the coronavirus last Friday, received results on Monday stating negative. Since that day, I'll say yesterday, this person notified me that they have been in contact with that person who tested positive again since quarantining and testing negative. They are scheduled to return to work on February 2nd. What should, I mean, as an employer, I know after February 2nd, this person returning back to work on the 3rd may actually be positive because that negative test was almost 2 weeks ago. Will be almost 2 weeks ago. So we told the person to contact you all, but as an employer, I'm just calling to see if that quarantine time should be extended and tested again, that person tested again. What should the protocol be?
For that, let me check and see.
I know.
That's a new scenario.
That's a new one. You got to write that down. Somebody else may call with that question.
Right. We didn't have, you know, when you come in contact with someone, you quarantine.
Uh-huh.
But I never heard of you been in contact with someone, you quarantine and go back in contact with someone.
Yeah.
That's a new scenario.
Well, that person is a close relative kind of thing. Actually, when they quarantined, this person was outside of the household and was supposed to be quarantined in another location. That was the first explanation of why this person was quarantined and that they'll be back, you know, back to work and everything, got the negative test. Okay, cool. So upon asking, okay, when you going to return to work, you got a negative test. They was like, well, I thought I was supposed to stay out till the end of the quarantine. I was like, no. I called ADPH and they said, if you quarantine and tested negative, there's no need to continue to quarantine. You should be okay. But she said,
right.
I went back. I'm in contact with that person again. And this person is actually back in the household and this person has tested positive, still positive. So I'm like, well, then the whole quarantine process was just null and void. Because you re-exposed yourself. But she only had one test, and that was on last Friday.
Okay, I can check and see, do we have any guidelines on that? Just allow me one moment.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, thank you for holding us up patiently. So, not sure any guidelines for that. But it sounds like they need to go get tested again and in quarantine again. But I'm not sure any guidelines for that. Okay. But you can check the CDC.gov website to see if they have any guidelines. But we don't have any for that particular case or that scenario.
Okay. Wow. Okay. All right. But you think that person, I think the same thing, should be retested.
Right.
Before returning to work since they were re-exposed.
Right.
And...
That's what I'm thinking, but we don't have a, I'm not showing an answer for that one. We don't have a scenario for that one.
Okay. I'll check CDC, and I appreciate your time.
You're welcome, and I thank you for calling Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.